On one half of one side, Cal's clothes hung, his shirts, jeans, a couple of jackets. His wardrobe, or lack thereof, didn't surprise her. Cal wasn't the type of man to care about clothes the way Jack had. Jack. She swallowed hard to dislodge the automatic lump in her throat. Best not to think of Jack right now. The other half of the closet lay empty, conspicuous for its lack of use. How had Cal packed up his wife's clothes without saving a one? No favorite blouse, dress, nightie? But no, there was nothing female that Maddie could see. She took a step back and viewed it as a whole. One half of the closet saw little use, the other half sat empty. It might be a metaphor for how she lived without Jack. Maddie gulped, scooped her hair off her face, and pushed it over her shoulders. She buried thoughts of Jack and Gwen. Now wasn't the time to think of them. She'd spent the most amazing night with Caleb Walker, and she wasn't ready to step out of the fantasy. If luck held, it was yet to be over. She poked through his shirts, chose one of light blue denim she'd seen him wear more than once. Its softness spoke of age, so he must favor it. She slid her arms into the sleeves and drew the fabric upward to enjoy the scent, inhaled that sunshine smell that was so Cal, then buttoned it up and rolled the sleeves. It hit her legs an inch or so above her knees, so no modesty concerns. She picked up the towel, folded it, and set it on the bathroom counter, and went down the hall in search of breakfast and Caleb. Maddie padded down the hallway and stepped into the living room. The sounds coming from the kitchen screamed of breakfast. Bacon sizzling, coffee perking, utensils clanking. Aunt Cal was in there. She bit her lip, tamped down a rush of nerves. A grating sound caught her attention, and she identified it too late. A key unlocked the front door. The door burst open, and TJ flew in, followed by Pirate, Seda, and Big Will. TJ jolted to a stop when he saw Maddie. Pirate trotted over and dropped to a happy sit at her feet, tail swooshing across the carpet. TJ regarded her with a confused frown.
"Hi, Miss Maddie. Did you and Daddy have a sleepover, too?"
The next sound was a metallic crash from the kitchen. An object was heard skittering across the floor. A second later, Cal appeared in the doorway, shirtless, and sweet Lord, the man was built. Ooh, not the time for that, Mads. But his Levi's covered the rest of him, praise God. A moment of heavy silence ensued. Maddie stared at Pirate, and Pirate stared back.
"What the hell, Mom? I'd said I'd call."
Cal emphasized the word call, glanced at Maddie, and back at his mother. Maddie gnawed her lip. Big Will shoved his hands into his pockets, turned on his heels, and deserted the scene. He whistled on his way out the front door.
"We're driving down to the outlets mall,"
Seda turned her eyes, big as Greta's cinnamon buns, from Maddie to Cal, back to Maddie, and then fixed her stare on a corner of the ceiling, as if the Oracle of Delphi had appeared.
"TJ, honey, go on and get your action figures. That's why we're here. He wanted his action figures, you know, and I thought I'd leave the dog so you could bring him home to Maddie, but I guess you don't need to do that since Pirate's right here, so he can just stay, I guess, right?
Hurry up, TJ. You go on now. Go on. Come on out to the car when you got your things. Nice to see you both. Hope you enjoy your morning. Oh, well, I mean, obviously you're enjoying. Oh, me."
She finished her rambling with a miserable sigh.
"Wait, Graham. Maybe they might want to come."
"It appears that's already been taken care of," Seda said. Cal made a choking sound.
"Mom!"
Seda dropped her gaze from the ceiling to Cal, her cheeks flooding crimson. In a horrified whisper, she said,
"Dear God, did I say that out loud?"